The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Well, goodness, I have missed you all, but today I promise to turn it up and turn you on. Are you hot about a new love interest, need some lip service, or bothered by that 10, 20, or 30 extra pounds? Couples expert Jane Fendeman will reveal the keys to chemistry. Miranda of Miranda's Creatives will be mouthing off. And Dr. Marie will help you refine your rum shaker. So, Arizona Midday renowned marriage couples expert Jane Fendelman, a.k.a. Tantra Jane from Kamikaze Counseling, joined us to explore chemical attraction and how to ride that dragon. How and why does chemistry happen, and what is its connection to the mysterious age-old formula called the Enneagram? Now, Jane, it's been ages since you've been on my show because I've been all over the place, but it's so wonderful to have you here back in the studio. I know we've gotten some of the greatest reviews when I've had you on in the past.
But really?
One thing I always like to remind my audience of is that everyone that appears on my program is someone that I've either worked with personally, they're a friend of mine, they've been referred to me by somebody that I trust or admire, or they're a high-profile national guest. So it's pretty much the only way that you actually get on the show. And I'll never forget when I met Jane. I happened to be in the middle of some, I don't know, major heartbreak at the time. And my mom happened to be in town. And I got my mom a massage from someone. I can't even remember what her name was. And my mom's, of course, telling her my life story.
I wonder who it was.
I can't remember. Anyway, so she says, So I was going through a really hard financial time at the time, too. And so my mom decides she's going to get me 6 counseling sessions for my birthday. Now, I would have rathered the cash, if you asked me. But no, she prepaid 6 counseling sessions. So my mom leaves and had left a message for Jane with apparently my information. I'll never forget. I'm walking through, like, Target. And I'm pushing
my
cart.
You are going to tell this part wrong. Okay, go ahead.
No, seriously, not wrong. I'm walking through Target and Jane calls. This is Jane Fendelman, you know, it was Phoenix Rising at the time. She's like, are you suicidal? I was like, no, yeah. I'm homicidal. I'm going to shoot you and then my mother.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, after, I don't know, what, 20 years? Wait, how long ago was that?
10 like
years
15,
ago? Okay. No, wait a minute. So it was, wow, that was like, okay, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'd be like 97, 98. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm so happy you said that. Usually you say I call up freaking out, but I never freak out when people are suicidal. I'm like the calm as a cucumber when people are suicidal. Yeah, that was so funny. You said, I'm not suicidal, I'm homicidal. It was a dude.
Yeah, well, okay, so
it was about
now
a
here's
dude.
Another thing that Jane didn't know at the time, that I had been producing radio for a while. And we used to, and my old co-host, Nate, you know, Jet Fuel.
Oh my gosh, Nate.
Yeah, we used to, you know, tell people that they should do their own show, you know, regardless of where they were in the country, to work with them from anywhere, and primarily lawyers, doctors, attorneys. I mean, you just never knew. Mm-hmm. But the group I hated speaking to the most, no offense, Jane, but was counselors. I never met more people that were mad at Dr. Laura and thought they needed their own program and had total ego. And it seems like most people are drawn to that which they need to learn. So I was like, oh, my God, I don't need a counselor. I just need time. Time's the only thing that's going to fix this. But in Jane's defense, I went to Jane, and I think it was like, I don't know, 10 minutes into telling you, maybe 10 minutes into telling you some of the dynamic that was going on. I was like, okay, this is happening, and then this is happening, then that's happening, and I don't, you know, and she's like, wait, hold a second. So I'm telling her about this guy and everything going on, or that had gone on. And she's like, is he kind of reddish, fair, you know, real fair in coloring, kind of like sandy hair, almost, you know, gray, or a little strawberry blonde,
freckles.
Kind of tall, but doesn't look that super tall because he's got like equal proportion of
body to legs
and really nice
shorter
hands.
Arms.
And I'm thinking, do you know this person? Maybe they dated. And she's like, no, that's your opposite on the Enneagram.
She was like right in the throes of the middle of a Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter nitroglycerin explosion. Exactly.
Yeah. But it was uncanny weird maximum because attraction. That's why I want to get into the maximum attraction is that mm-hmm. if you asked me naturally what I would believe my maximum attraction would be, it'd be like tall, dark hair, you know, light eyes. Nope, wrong. That has nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. And your maximum attraction type doesn't guarantee you're going to have a good relationship with that person because anybody could be any type, and if they're not grown up enough, it's going to be like dealing with a little baby all the time. You won't be able to communicate. But it just so happens that the Liz Taylor, Richard Burton, you know, she's a Venus Mercury, which we'll be explaining here shortly, and he's a Mars Jupiter. The Venus and Mars connect like lovers. It's a very powerful sexual, sensual connection. And the Jupiter and the Mercury like to play together. So they have a wild time. Like I used to have this Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury couple, this friends, two women actually, a gay couple. And I would come over to visit them.
That's right, we're an equal opportunity show here.
We are an equal opportunity show. And gay or straight, doesn't matter. If you're on the Enneagram, you're going to be, or bi or whatever. I would come to their house, and they couldn't even hear me ringing the doorbell because they'd have the music blasted, and they'd be running, and they were adult women, both of which, one enforced HIPAA laws, she was an administrator, and the other one ran a shelter, a women's shelter, so these are both professional women, and if I would visit them on the weekend, they would be running over the furniture with the music blasted, playing frisbee, jumping on the couches, running over their big giant coffee table, made out of wood, and I would have to, like, you know, eventually just burst in the door because they'd be playing and they wouldn't hear me. Cause that's how the Jupiter and Mercury connect. They like to play.
Yes. Well, play is good. I've not had enough play in my life. But one of the things that I love the most, and I did learn so much from you, and I'm still using that information. I'm teaching my friends, and so I don't know that we'll squeeze it in this show, but duty dating. So one of the first things that you do with working with people, and we'll bring it into the Enneagram, though, is that, you know, everybody's familiar with John Gray, of course, and, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Right.
However, you introduced me to Dr. Pat Allen and, you know, her book, arguably, Getting to I Do, which I was like, I am not going to be caught dead reading this book. I put, like, a cover on it
you
or something.
You have to tear off,
like,
the cover.
Yeah. Even told her, like, terrible name. She didn't want it either, but the publicist did. But anyway, what I loved about it was, see, John saying, if you're a man, you're this. If you're a woman, you're this. No. Mm-hmm. Dr. Allen saying, this is feminine. This is masculine. Pick one and go with it. So it doesn't really matter what the outside shell is.
Exactly. There's masculine grounded women. They're women who predominate in the logic and have feelings secondary.
Right.
And there are men who are feminine grounded. They're not effeminate. They just have feelings first and logic second.
But it's actually defining. What I like is it gives you examples of these are feminine, these are masculine, pick one.
There's a questionnaire.
Yes. And then it was saying that you can, because a lot of us, I mean, Miranda included here, being very quiet in the studio so far. It's early.
Miranda.
Early for her now that we're back on Pacific time.
It's 10 o'clock. I haven't been up this early in a long time. I'm embarrassed to say.
But, no, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
Well, the one thing about Michelle is I even have to admit, I've known her over 18 months. And what Michelle says, I tend to do, and then what Michelle says, I tend not to do. Then 3 months, 6 months.
You end up doing later anyway.
Right, 3 months, 6 months, a year later, I do it. And Michelle's like, well, if you would have done it the first time. And it's so true, because getting to I do, Michelle's been mentioning to me for like 3-6 months, it's hold on library, and I have yet to get it.
Yeah, well, it's life-changing.
Are you talking dating-wise?
Yeah, I realized. So we have to operate in the masculine. I choose to operate in the masculine at work because the difference would be being appreciated for your thoughts and ideas, being mm-hmm. masculine, versus being cherished for your feelings and emotions, being feminine. So, but at work, I mean, I need to run that energy, but I didn't realize that I was carrying that energy unconsciously over into evening hours.
Yeah.
So it's just about making a conscious decision one, and I feel like it doesn't come with judgment because the people are reading it saying, oh, this is who I am. So you can choose to be masculine 24/7, but again, gay, straight, or otherwise, there has to be a balance of energy in a relationship.
Especially if you put the Enneagram on top of it, because you being a Venusian, which is the love goddess, very sensual, your maximum attraction type is a Mars, which is masculine heavy type. Mars is like the soldier type. The sexual has the most sexual energy. Venus has the most sensual energy. And so there's that attraction. So if you bring too much masculine energy into that relationship, you're going to butt heads with the Mars. Especially since you got the Mercury going on, because Mercury and Mars can go to battle.
We're going to take a quick break, Jane, but I want to find out, like, why don't we hear? Aside from you, I'd never heard about the Enneagram before, but when I did post to Facebook, I had some people say, oh my God, I love the Enneagram.
I saw that.
And this is
it's
what...
It's a secret teaching. The Enneagram, listen, I can get the fourth way police might burst through the door any second, but it is a teaching, and I teach the Joel Friedlander Enneagram because it's way more fun than the Helen Palmer Enneagram, but they're both from a secret teaching called the fourth way, which has its roots in Sufism. So it's a secret teaching. You can only find the teaching through a teacher. You can try to read it. If you try to read Gurdjieff or Ouspensky, you'll hate it because they're both impossible to read because mm-hmm. Ouspensky was a lunar Venusian. So
we'll get into that
meticulous
later.
Yeah. Impossible
okay.
to read.
You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you have a question or comment, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with host Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Cause I can't deny you're looking for the good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. You know how hard it is to find hot and bothered in a song these days? So I thought it had to fit the theme, so. Anyway, we're visiting with couples expert Jane Fendelman, as well as Miranda of Miranda's Kiss. Kiss and Tell, actually. We're going to be talking to her later in the show and doing lipstick readings. Jane, you don't know it, but you're the recipient of a lipstick reading today.
I need new lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mine's being discontinued. I am. My old lipstick.
I can't see Bonnie Bell lip gloss and not think of Jane.
Seriously, right? Mm-hmm. And I wear lip smackers, too.
So right before the break, we were talking about the Enneagram, which, again, very few people have heard of, and I believe you had told me that. I mean, casting is often also referred to as the fourth way, but casting directors utilize this to put some of the most amazing dynamic TV or, you know, movie couples together. Mm-hmm. And many of which, what I love about this is that you break down the different, what's it, 7 different actual
types.
Yeah. And then different personality traits or things that, so we can kind of, mm-hmm. it's not like you're dictating who we are. When you have the answers to this little chart, mm-hmm. you kind of see where you fall. So
yeah,
if you're
out,
active
really
or passive, if you're positive or negative, if you're, your mm-hmm. body type, chief features, maximum attractions, mm-hmm. how you dress at work, your home, mm-hmm. and, you know, looking at famous people too. And my favorite, right. one of my favorite parts of this is going to be the rules, because that's where I was really having trouble with. And we'll explain that, too.
Because you're mean as a record.
Yeah, well, I'm not a rule breaker. I'm a troubleshooter. But most rules don't actually apply to me. And, like, I see the rule. I know it doesn't make sense.
Well, being that we're both Mercuries, we're both the same type. Michelle and I are both Venus Mercuries.
You
are a Lunar Venusian.
Oh,
she's a healer.
But
she's good at detail work.
Oh.
But a Mercury is always looking for the loophole. Mercuries don't hear no.
I don't understand. What do you mean I can't?
No,
get on that
yeah. No just means it's going to take me a little bit longer for me to get what I want.
We were just talking about that the other day and how it's like, oh, why are you breaking all the rules? It's not breaking the rules. It's finding another solution.
Yes, but to the policemen often of the universe, they think we're breaking the rules. Of course, if they break the rules, it doesn't count.
Yeah, well, and a lot of Mars guys like to be policemen. But speaking of casting in a movie, if you think of Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with Robert De Niro and Kenneth Branagh.
Branagh. Love him.
Branagh. How do you pronounce his name?
Branagh.
He met Helena Bonham Carter on that set. And she is a lunar Venusian. She's so Venusian. She's such a Venus girl. She's so, you know, petite and round faced. And when they met, he cheated on was his wife, who is a Mars, who's like him, a Mars. So sometimes Marses can get together and have a really great time. But if a Mars meets a Venus, it's really hard for him to resist that temptation.
I'm trying to think of her name because they're my favorite movie, Dead Again.
Oh gosh,
Emma Thompson.
Emma
Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson.
Mm-hmm. They were married.
Yeah, they were married.
So let's talk about what the different, because all I really remember is Venus, Mercury, and of course my opposite, Saturn, Mars.
So your maximum attraction is?
And Mars, Jupiter. Sorry.
Mars, Jupiter, yeah.
Jupiter.
But, you know, okay, so what did you want?
Let's describe the different. You know, something lunar.
See, this is the reason why I like the Joel Friedlander Enneagram better than the Helen Palmer, because it's more fun. You can look at a person and tell what type they are.
So if you're at the grocery store and you understand this, you'll know the fastest line to get it.
Exactly. Now, if you...
I still do that. I'm like, Venus, Mercury.
Yeah. I want the Mercury fast person. So we always start with the lunar. The lunar type, think of moon. They usually have a round face. They can have a weak chin. Think Woody Allen, Paul Simon, Don Knotts.
No chin.
Right. So, but they're usually small, petite, and there's countries that predominate in certain types. So think India or China for the lunar type. They cross all the T's, they dot all the I's, they like the rules, they like to keep the rules, they make good accountants. They're really good at doing those minuscule scenes in the Easter eggs where there's a tiny ice skating rink and a little guy in a fishing boat with a little tackle box with worms and fish hooks in it. And, you know, it's very detailed. They're detail oriented, and their chief feature is willfulness. Lunar's first answer to everything is no. That's their first answer. So if you have a lunar in your life and you need to ask them a favor or ask them for help with something, just go ahead and ask them. They're going to say no, and then leave them alone. And then eventually they'll come around and they'll think it was their idea.
Excellent.
They can only say yes when they think it was their idea. So they're a passive type. The maximum attraction type for a lunar is Saturn. You know, we should go. Should I? We're talking about maximum attraction type today, so I'll stick more to that.
Because okay.
If we did the whole seminar, it'd be a 3-hour seminar, which we, Michelle and I might do the seminar, host a seminar, and y'all might be invited, so you might get to see the whole thing. So after, from lunar, we go to Venus, the large, lush planet. Venusians are usually pear-shaped. They're very sensual. They like the sensual delights. If they could lay around all day and eat bonbons, they would. Saturns look at Venusians and think they're lazy. Every type has a maximum attraction type, and some types have a maximum repulsion type. But Venus doesn't really bother any of the types. With a lunar, almost every other type can get bothered by a lunar. And lunars can get bothered by every other type. But Venus, they're very passive, positive. Their chief feature is naivete. So they have a problem with saying yes too much. They feel guilty saying no.
I think I'm cured from that. Now I have nowhere. So
nowhere. Nowhere?
Nowhere. It says no. If you can't say it, wear it.
And people really think this because they're like, where can I order that, Michelle?
I've got some in storage.
This is the imaginary real t-shirt.
But then Doc Alley made me get yes, because she said if I put no in the universe, I had to balance it with yes. So I have no and yes in Swarovski crystals.
Mm.
And then I had someone call me and ask if I could do maybe. I said, that's way too many crystals.
So the chief feature, I said the chief feature was naivete. It's not. It's one of the problems for a Venusian. Chief feature is non-existent. Non-existence. So when a Venusian, a chief feature is a positive and a negative trait. There's a dark side and a light side to it. So, for instance, with willfulness, that's lunar's chief feature. Lunar can get stuck in willfulness, stuck in resistance. But willfulness is good also when you think like Gandhi, who had peaceful protest. There's the positive side of willfulness.
Yeah, I was telling Pam's person the other day, thank Gandhi.
Right.
I was telling Pam, shut up and thank Gandhi.
Right.
That's right.
Somebody like that.
Did you hear that, Pam? That was out for you.
Right. Pam Peterson.
Shout out to Pam Peterson. So Venusians, non-existence, when they get stressed out, their words get caught in their throat and they have trouble talking.
Yeah.
So they have trouble standing up for themselves. The positive side to that is they're healers.
I'm cured from most of that as well.
You have a lot of, you know, we hone, we keep turning the wheel on the wood on the lathe. So non-existence is good for a healer like Oprah, because they get quiet and people just start talking and they'll blather on and on with a Venusian because it's a healer type. So maximum attraction for a lunar is Saturn. We're going to talk more about the maximum attraction types.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back and forth instead of the order that we usually go in, okay? That'll make more sense to the people listening. The maximum attraction type for Venus is Mars. Mars is the warrior, the soldier type. They're usually wiry. They're lean. They can often be fair-haired or light-haired or freckles. Like Jodie Foster, think Jodie Foster, or who else do I have down? I really need glasses, my goodness.
I know, I really wish I had my list.
Oh, do you still have your old?
Yeah.
You mean you ran across this thing all filled out? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's like,
holy cow,
10 years old.
10 years ago, I know. Okay, think Sean Penn, Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Richard Burton. The different types gain weight in different areas of the body. When Mars gains weight, they usually gain weight in the belly. Like, you got a belly out front, like even the man.
Right.
So Mars has the single most sexual energy, and Venus has the most sensual energy. And so when these two meet, it's like electricity. You can feel it across the room. Lunars, and we'll come back to that, because it's a very that connection is very juicy. Lunar's maximum attraction type is Saturn. Saturns are tall, lean people. They're very fatherly kind of people. Even the women are. So think Abraham Lincoln or Spock or Data or Jeremy Irons or John Kennedy. He was a Mercury Saturn. And the connection between a lunar and a Saturn is a very rich intellectual connection. They're very cerebral people, lunars and Saturns. And they can have a really great sex life. It's not to say no one can if you can only have a great sex life if you're a Venus and a Mars. It's not true. Anybody can have a great sex life. It's just not going to look the same. Like when you see a Venus and a Mars in bed, you kind of think they're killing each other. And when you see a Saturn and a Lunar, there's a way bigger internal world happening in them individually inside their head.
Got it. That's a good mental picture. Thank you. So you can paint pictures so much easier in radio.
You have to, right? So that's the maximum attraction. Then let me see who's next. Mercury and Jupiter, maximum attraction connection. Okay, so Mercuries are the fast people. They move at lightning speed. The silver tongue, you know, Mercury is the God's messenger, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, Michelle and I would go out to the rhythm room, and we'd be slow dancing. Michelle and I would be slow dancing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the dance floor.
Made lots of new friends.
Michelle and I would dance together, we would wind up doing something that looked like a belly dancing kind of.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was very hot. We're Venus girls. We're Venus
right.
Mercury girls. So.
Right.
And the title of this is Hot and Bothered, right?
Yes.
All right. We're getting there.
Mercuries have a magnetism. They usually have dark, curly hair.
Michelle, sometimes.
If you're only seeing Michelle today, like if you're on my Facebook page looking at the posts that Miranda's doing, Michelle's hair is straight just for today, just for right now. But big, flashy white smile, sparkly eyes, curly hair, usually lean, wiry. Mercury's the fastest moving type. In fact, we're so fast moving that it's actually annoying to other types.
So I hear.
Miranda's nodding her head. Ken is a big smile. Because you're a Saturn. Should we talk about what you are?
Yes, we should talk about everyone.
What Ken is.
Equal opportunity.
Because Ken is a...
Well, we should. You know, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to talk about Miranda and Ken. And Miranda's going to give Jane a little lip service.
Lip service.
Yeah.
Kiss and tell. Everyone stay tuned for the kiss and tell segment.
Woohoo. Okay, we'll be right back. If you have a question or comment for our guest, I should be paying attention to the monitor, just in case you call. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Baby.
we die, you and I, we'll be young forever. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back. My heart stops when you look at me. Just one touch. Now baby, I believe this is real. So take a chance and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees on Voice America on 106.7 FM Phoenix. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We're visiting with Jane Fendelman of Kamikaze Counseling. I like the new name there, Jane.
Marriage and Family. It's about to be a TV show, too.
Sweet. She's an incredible marriage and family counselor, as well as many other things, because we don't even remotely have the time to get into Tantra today and do any breathing. Of course, if Jane's breathing and you're driving, you need to pull over. I can't be responsible for what might happen.
Especially if you and you all are breathing with me.
So we are talking about the Enneagram, which clearly does not get enough press. But if you missed the earlier part of the show, you can pick up the podcast. But the Enneagram is what often casting directors use to put together the most dynamic couples. And it really is a testimony to true chemical attraction. I mean, you cannot beat or define the Enneagram. So you were talking to us primarily today. We're focused on the maximum attraction, because again, it's interesting who we think we're attracted to, but underlying, you know, the underlying subconscious of what really we're attracted to, and is that really our opposite?
Right. Yeah, and also and sometimes we're attracted to the same type. And sometimes we're more tempted to treat...
Yeah, I'll never date a Virgo again, so...
They're way too high maintenance.
That's a good word for me.
Also, we should say, on the Enneagram, they are named after the planets, and there's some similar characteristics to the astrological philosophies, but not in many ways as well. And there were many great fourth-way students, like Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, and the fourth-way rhetoric is hidden in all kinds of literature and movies and books over the years.
What exactly is the fourth way? I remember when we first did this, it had to do with, you know, people associate with their sun sign. You know, they go, oh, I'm a Virgo, I'm a Capricorn, whatever they might be. But this is saying, like, not only have you been influenced by the sign you're born under, but by the body you have chosen, or by the country that you live in, or by your negative or positive attributes about you.
The fourth way is a very specific system for self-study. It's a great teaching. I recommend it. It's a great study. The fourth way says you're born into a body that's like a vehicle, a particular vehicle, and that's how we get the Enneagram. So some people are born into a Jeep and you want to go mountain hiking, and some people are born into a, you know, a Jaguar or a race car and you want to go fast, or you want to roll along in your Rolls Royce. There's different bodies.
Bugatti.
Bugatti.
Okay, we have someone, a caller online, wondering who's the author of the book.
Oh, that's Joel Friedlander, and the book may be out of print. You might have to really hunt for it, but
you can
Google it. Yeah, I'm sure you can find it that way. You can read the Helen Palmer Enneagram, but really, I mean, I'm a Mercury-Venus type, so I like the Joel Friedlander Enneagram better because it's more fun.
Right.
I'm a fun type. But if you're a Lunar or a Saturn type, you're going to like the Helen Palmer Enneagram as well because you're going to be a more mental, cerebral type.
So the first book, though, called The Fourth Way.
It's so hard to read The Fourth Way. The book is called The Enneagram.
Okay.
There's two different Enneagram books. One is by the author Helen Palmer, one is by the author Joel Friedlander.
And that's Enneagram.
Yes, thank you for spelling that. The Fourth Way teaching, there is a Fourth Way book. There are Fourth Way books. They're really hard to read because the person that did all the writing of The Fourth Way was George Gurdjieff's student, Peter Ouspensky, who was a lunar Venusian, very lunar. So he wrote very dry in a very meticulous, detailed way, and it's horrible to read unless you're a lunar.
Got it. So we left off,
sorry,
I think,
dude,
at Mercury.
He's dead, I hope. Forgive me, dead guy.
We left off at Mercury.
Mercury. So maximum attraction type for Mercury is jovial, Jupiter, and they like to play together. And Mercury is this fast type that likes to cut up and crack up and have fun and find the loopholes and slip through the, you know, if you've ever broken, oh, they don't make thermometers like this anymore. When I was a girl, they used to make thermometers with mercury inside them, yeah, and if you accidentally dropped in this thing, zip, the mercury has gone down the drain because it's so fast. Jupiter, jovial, is this giant planet that collects all these little planets around it. So jovial people like friends. They're very extroverted.
They tend to like their home.
They like their home. They like to, if they could wear a cape and a hat with feathers and go to the Renaissance Fair every day, they would. Now, but Mercury's like to dress up too. I mean, Mercury's, there's a lot of Mercury actors because, yeah, they're, you know, they're the dude.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy, right? Davis Jr. They like to tell jokes of the life of the party. Who else do we have? I had some really good, oh, Mario Lopez. Oh my gosh, the smile, the dimples, the dark hair. Yeah. He's like a classic Mercury. Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives. And so is Susan, what's her name?
Lucci?
Yeah, Susan Lucci too, but the other Desperate Housewife, she's a Mercury Center.
Oh, oh no, I'm so tuned out of that.
Where?
If she was on Criminal Minds, I might know. Numbers, CSI.
Okay, we know where your head's at.
I'm not happy unless someone's getting murdered and the case is being solved.
Solve the case.
Justice.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He's a Mercury. And then Jupiter, famous Jupiter people. Santa Claus. John. Wait, who do I have? Liberace. Liberace was a Jupiter.
I'm saying it's so fun when you take this class. I mean, we're barely going to be able to scratch the surface because Miranda's going to do a lipstick reading on Jane, so you need to start prepping.
Elton John. Oh, Elton John was a Mercury and a Jupiter can get together and they can have a blast. It's just when you get a Venus. Oh, should we talk about these guys now?
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about Miranda.
Who should we do first? Miranda. So which one do you identify with the most, Miranda?
Well, when you first were mentioning me, I'm like, oh, that's not me at all because I'm not technical. If anything, when I touch things, it's like, oh, my gosh, please, please just go together. But because of the business...
Very Venusian.
Yeah, detail-oriented doesn't necessarily mean technical. Like, you still want it a certain way. Someone else has to figure out how to do it, but
exactly.
You just want it that way.
Oh, that is so me.
Yeah,
that,
I know.
Well, that definitely. And the... you know, I've never really found myself to be sensual, but I'm told that.
Oh, seriously?
Often,
are you on crack?
You weren't supposed to tell anybody, Michelle.
Sorry.
I never really thought of that because I'm prior military and I always, you know, have a straightforward kind of thing. And I do get along with a lot of people. I just don't have a lot of close friends because I'm very selective. And
you
so,
were in the military?
22 years.
Did you like the orderliness of it?
Absolutely.
That's a very lunar trait. That's why I said maybe
so
a lunar
Venus. Yeah, lunar Venus. I like that combo.
Oh, that's what I... If everyone would just get from point A to B and not ask me how to do everything else, we would be like in a perfect world.
Lunars like orderliness. So does Saturn. So that's why they get along so well.
And what's really funny is what you're mentioning is because I have a red carpet extravaganza and I dress extravagantly, and it's kind of like fighting my brand because I'm still Miranda's Creatives, and so I'm very gregarious and out there, and then I have to bring it back down, and then I'm out there, and so that's the struggles that I've been having is, you know, really trying to pinpoint who is Miranda.
When you're dressing up, is it flowy or is flowy?
Usually.
Michelle's nodding. Flowy.
Michelle makes me flowy.
I like
flowy. Do you like it? I mean, is it comfortable? Are you comfortable with the flowy?
I'm usually very, very tight, very tight fitting.
Oh, that's a lunar thing.
But Michelle and I have been working with Fawn. Thank you very much, Fawn. To be more flowing, more feminine. And so I'm really in transition of my brand.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because Venus is a passive, positive type. And lunar, if you're a lunar Venusian, and usually what we do is we do the whole Enneagram workshop, and then at the end, everybody gets to guess what they are, and you get to look around the room and see exactly what your maximum attraction type is. And you might meet your beloved at the next workshop, so
that's
hopefully.
Right. So stay tuned.
Michelle and I will carve out some time to make the next one happen. But do you find yourself... let me see. You like the flowy, but you like the orderliness and the... gosh, you know, I because we're not really in the fourth way and the Enneagram, we're not supposed to tell people what they are. Because it sounded a little bit Jupiter, jovial there. So I wondered if maybe you were a little bit Jupiter, jovial Mercury, or jovial lunar.
Well, she'll have to take the class.
Right, I'm going to have to take the class. And again, yeah. Flowy. I put Flowy on. Michelle's like, I love it. I go and I change and I put something else. But I know I look better in Flowy. I know that. But this is halfway.
How's your house decorated? Is it...
It's not. You can't really go by this particular house.
I wouldn't say it's hurricane or tornado.
Is it very eclectic?
No.
Lots of different stuff.
This house doesn't count because it's a working charity, and so everything is like crazy. My old house, oh my goodness, I had everything matching and granite and
tile. Okay, I know the question to ask you. If you could live anywhere, would you live in the Temple of Athena, or would you live in a castle in the, you know, knights in shining armor days? That's not a whole lot different,
no.
Is it? Do you like the Renaissance fair, or do you like laying around in a hammock in the Polynesian beach?
Michelle, what would I do?
Polynesia? That's a Venusian thing.
Because I'm totally changing, because I work all the time. I do things all the time, and I'm actually getting ready for my next venture, and that is either Paris or Hawaii, and so I've never done this before.
Mm,
and it's opening new doors.
Are you drawn more toward Hawaii?
Yes, because they speak English.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, and then you need to... select your favorite lipstick over here.
Okay, so. Well, what about Ken? We're going to pick on him after the break?
Yes, we are. We'll take a quick break. In fact, we'll keep this one really short, Monk over there, and then we'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Are you living up to your full potential? If you're like most people, the answer is probably no. So, what are you waiting for? Tune in every Monday for The Potentialist, empowering people to reach their greatest potential. Your host is motivational speaker and author Dion Jordan. Each week, you'll learn what it takes to eliminate the gap that exists between where you are and where you want to be, with proven, easy-to-follow success strategies delivered to you in a fun and motivational way. The Potentialist airs Mondays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety. What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace to speak at a glance, without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We're visiting with Jane Fendelman, and Miranda's in the process of doing her own lipstick reading surprise on the spot. So quickly, do Ken.
Okay. Now, again, in the fourth way, I'm really breaking the fourth way rules. In the fourth way, police might burst through the door, but I think Ken is Saturn-Mars. Mars is your maximum attraction type, Mars-Venus, maximum attraction. Mars is the most sexual energy. Venus has the most sensual energy. Saturn is a really good balancing type because a Mars-Jupiter and a Venus-Mercury, which is what you are and what your maximum attraction, they have a tendency to fight and make up and fight and make up and fight and make up. And it's like nitroglycerin sometimes, but Saturn is more stabilizing force, which I think you are. Do you feel like a pretty calm guy most of the time? Do you ever, he's nodding his head and,
play by play.
He may even be a, sometimes, you know, I only got to meet you as far as I came and said hello and sat down. We didn't really get to talk. But so far you seem like a Mars in flight, which means that sometimes a Mars can seem really quiet. A Mars is a warrior type, But sometimes they can seem really quiet because Mars is run by his adrenals. So sometimes if they grew up in a household where there was like too much action or too much yelling or something going on, a Mars can get really quiet. It doesn't mean he's not still his soldier warrior type. It just means he went to the opposite extreme. Mars' chief feature is destruction. So they have a tendency to burn bridges, blow up and burn bridges. But it's also a positive because that feature destruction, they can cut through and protect the people they love, and they're very loyal. In fact, they can take loyalty to an extreme. So anything else you want to know about that?
I think that's a good start.
Ken? And Saturn's very stable, a very thinking kind of person. People have a tendency to look up to Saturns. Even if a Saturn's short, they're not always tall. Even if a Saturn is a short person, they seem tall.
Like Robert Stack. So itty bitty. He's only like 5'6". First time I saw him,
right.
I was like...
You knew him.
Yeah.
You're little.
Yeah.
I thought you were tall.
He's at his house on Wednesdays.
Exactly.
So, okay, so Miranda... This is so cool. You did my lips like 2 years ago, and I can't believe what a dramatic change my lip print would make. You're able to really look at the past, present, and future. And one thing that, you never openly said it before, and you don't hear a lot about it, is that you're sensitive. I mean, we hear about intuitives and psychics and other things, but you're kind of sensitive to people's energy, and this is like a gift that's kind of been passed down from your family.
Well, if you go into the dictionary, there's actually a word for it. It's called HSP, highly sensitive person, and it could even be...
Gender neutral, equal opportunity.
And it could be a disorder as well, and so even though it would seem like, oh, she's just sensitive, but you're sensitive to all the elements and to the person. And it also helps that I have 20 plus years in the military, and we did a lot of surveillance and a lot of behavioral and then doing things like that. What I love about this, there's also a scientific part of it. So it's not me looking at something and just going on a whim, but it's the way you apply the lipstick. It's the way you choose the lipstick. It is the way you kiss the card.
Fast and furious.
And how you place it.
Wait, is that 30 seconds, go!
That helps.
So for
those are hot lips, though, Jane. Those, nice job.
Really?
I
had no idea what we're even doing here. What are we doing here?
So what Jane did is she went ahead and applied a very red with a tinge of orange. She chose this color. She wanted to put it back, but the first one that you're drawn to, you get to keep. You know how many people out there say, no, 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 I want to change my mind? Well, that's not how the universe works. So what I'm going to do is just...
Or Miranda.
What I say goes. So what Jane did is she went ahead and kissed one of our cards, and she kissed with two times, and one is past, one is present. So the first one is with the red. So the color you chose is red, but it has a tinge of orange. What the red means is you're very passionate. You speak passionately. You live passionately. Everything you do is full steam ahead. The tinge of orange is what grounds you. So even though you're like way out there, the orange is what helps you run your business. The orange is what keeps you on track. The beauty about your lips is that you have very little opening and both sides are sealed. What that means is as women, we go through our trauma. You've been there, done it, you've done the work, you've done your personal development, you've also done really well with your professional development. So you're at a very good place.
So she has closure, right? As you
yes.
say? Closure.
Yes. So you have really great closure on the things that you have been working.
Some people kiss and their lips are open there
yes.
in the
mm-hmm.
middle?
Open and
on the sides.
And on the sides as well.
Open on the sides.
And that's the past. So because you have good closure, we don't even have to dwell on that. With others, if it's slightly open, I can let you know whether there has been any type of trauma in your life. And then the present is what is it showing presently. So good closure, you're at a good place. Presently is you do have a little bit more opening. That means that you're open to new ideas. You're even open to love.
I am.
It's time to come out of celibacy
okay.
mode.
Okay.
It is,
I ain't opposed to nothing.
And what your present lips say is that you're a very giving, loving, passionate woman. However, you need to find more of the metallic. There's no metallic whatsoever. Metallic is long-standing. Metallic is what you say goes, and you will stick to that no matter what. You tend to, people will have a conversation with you, and they kind of sway you because you're not quite sure of your longevity. And even though you're brilliant at what you do...
Oh, my God. You know, it's so weird that you say that, Miranda, because I, every now and then, become aware that I always think of people as just... passing through. And it's been like over a number of years that I have to remind myself, wait a minute, I've known Michelle for 10 years. I'm going
at least.
To
it had to be like 96 yeah. or 97.
Let me see, I was 48. It has to be like 12 years.
Wait, you were engaged.
It was when
it.
I was. Remember that time I almost got married
got
to that?
Disengaged. I was like, if
I
Jane
almost
can't
married
make him.
A very Saturnine man. But he was a Saturn. He was scared of Venus emotions.
She was fine with it. I was really upset about the knowledge. It's like, if Jane can't make it work, I'm screwed.
I know, but you know, I do. I think of life passing through. I'm passing through. I'm going to die. Everybody's going to leave or die. I do. I realized recently I have that running in my background frequently.
So what happens is you tend to get so excited because you're a red. You get so excited, even in your practice, that people are talking to you, and you don't let them finish because you want to just get in there.
Like I just did.
You just want to get in there and let them know, hey, you know, we have this connection, and I have all these goodies in my bag, and I want to be able to share it with you, and I'm gonna help you with your suffering because you're just such a giver, and you just want to. So so the advice of the universe is, like we had mentioned to Pam, is be quiet. And let people then say, what do you think about it? So just kind of do that. Your sensuality, you need to get a little more grounded. You need to be able to touch and feel and stop the world, because you're not going to have your significant other come in unless you do that particular closure. Enjoy your moment. So the best part is, go ahead and hold on to this with two hands. You get to ask one question of the universe, one dimensional, meaning not a yes or no. And if you don't mind, we like to have it on air, and I will share it with you.
You're going to share the question with me? Oh,
you ask
you're
going to
share
question.
The answer with? Oh, ask a question of
romance,
the
romance, finance, sex.
3 minutes.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I have any questions. Wow. Okay, help me think of a question.
Love, sex, or romance? Pick one. Career, we already know.
Finances.
Like a specific question, like, okay, my new TV show, Kamikaze Counseling. I don't know what the question would be, though. I mean, that's the biggest thing on my plate right now.
What do you want to know about it?
Will it be a huge success? When will it launch?
When will it launch? I don't know. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's already a huge success because I'm having so much fun doing it, developing it.
Ask me romance. You really have a romance question inside you.
A romance question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What does he look like? When is he coming? What are you...
Oh, no, I don't care about that. Let me see. A romance question. I haven't been interested in romance since 2005 when I got breast cancer. I have chemo-induced menopause.
You have 2 minutes to get interested in it.
Okay, somebody has to. What do you want to know? I mean, I don't know. I don't care about it. I think you know her question.
Why don't you tell her what her answer is?
Yeah, tell me what my question is. Tell me what my... Here's my question. Miranda, what is my question? Okay.
Your question is also involving health. Your question is the man that you do get involved with, if he's going to be able to accept you for you. Because you tend to be all over the place, but you need someone to understand the real you. You tend not to give of yourself so readily. However, your passion makes people very attracted to you. And so what you're really wanting to know is, the next person that comes into your life, will it be a long-term relationship, or is it going to be passing through as a transition until you get to the next point? So when we turn this around, it says hope. What I love about hope is before faith. So what you first have to do is...
Wait, what do you mean hope is... Why is hope before faith?
Because hope is, I want to hope that it's going to happen. Faith is, he's showing up. So you're still in the hope stage.
I hope he'll show up.
Right.
I'm hoping he'll show up.
Faith is believing.
Faith is...
Oh, my God. I thought that was what I was missing, was hoping that he would show up. No, I mean, wait, listen. I lived my whole entire youth... thinking, hoping the guy would show up. It's been a relief the last 6-7 years that I don't stand around hoping some guy's going to show up. I mean, I feel more peace around romance and love than I ever have in my entire life.
We'll call Pam later.
Right. So, Jane, what we're going to do is faith leads to hope. So what we want to, hope leads to faith. So what we want to do is turn this into faith that he will show.
Now, Miranda, you do this for parties. Okay. It's extremely reasonable, but if you're having girlfriends get together, and boys can do this too, but people can call you directly, and it's extremely affordable and really fun and unique. I mean, you don't really hear about people doing lipstick readings.
That's true.
That was cool. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
They can reach me at 877-605-6389 for your next party.
Say that again, please.
877-605-6389 for your Miranda's Kiss.
And Jane, what's the best way to reach you directly? And we are going to set up an Enneagram
workshop.
Yes, workshop.
Best way to reach me is probably my website, janefendelman.com.
FENDELMAN.com. Thank you both. We're going to be right back,
Miranda,
on the other side for part two of Hot
and Michelle
Bothered.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Pop Festival, you are 20,000 people, and we want to hear you make some noise. Yeah. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. All right. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
You're so fine.
Taking care of
Thank you, folks. Thank you for coming. That's our show. A hand for the band, please.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. I have so missed all of you, and as promised, we are turning up the heat today. So if you're hot about a new love interest or bothered by that extra 10, 20, or 30 extra pounds, we're visiting with Dr. Marie Nekviatovich. Did I finally nail it, Doc?
You nailed
it. Sweet. Of Phoenix Wellness, and she's going to introduce the finest integrative medicine. I love working with Dr. Marie, and I'm so grateful for Jill Schildhaus for introducing us. But when East meets West, when you walked into Dr. Marie's office, and true integrative physicians combine therapies and treatments and approaches that give you the best results for the patient. It's not about what they think. It's about exactly what you need. And one of my very, very favorite subjects, even though I don't usually like cheating or taking the fast road to things, is HCG. So today we're going to be talking about the science and scam of HCG as Dr. Marie clarifies the myths and mechanisms of the HCG diet. So I'm so excited to talk about this because it's been a while and I'm actually ready to go back on the wagon. And I started my year, January 2 actually, I think because it was a Monday, back on HCG. And there's so many reasons I love it. We're going to talk more about what you do and how you do it. And what I love about what you do for someone's body is what I do for their business. So it's like taking that 50,000 or 5,000 foot view of where are you now? You know, what's going on in your life, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, maybe even financially, what symptoms might be showing, and then really looking at a blueprint of where they're at and where they need to go. Because, I mean, you've got being able to blend both East and West gives us so much more information because most of the time, you know, Western medicine is just dealing with, here's the symptom, put a Band-Aid on it. But it's not really addressing the true problem.
Well, if we could also address, I was at a local retail, and I saw HCG all over the all over the stores and et cetera. So if we can also talk about the biggest difference of really what you would recommend and what's out there.
Yeah.
The retail HCG has actually been pulled by the FDA. All the over-the-counter HCG products, they're homeopathic, sublingual, whether they're a nutraceutical, a supplement, have been pulled, and the FDA did deem them to be illegal and possibly dangerous. One of the biggest problems with the over-the-counter was you weren't in the care of a physician as you were trying to do a very low-calorie diet, which can be extremely dangerous unless you're being supervised by a physician. While the products themselves probably weren't all that bad, it was the way that they were being used. Many people were purporting themselves to be weight loss experts in using these products, much to the detriment of their clients.
Well, when you're working with someone, again, Dr. Marie, you really interview them first. I mean, that's what I really liked about talking to you, is you really took the time to get to know me and find out what was important, you know, what fit best fit my lifestyle or what goals I had for my own personal health, and then figure out what is the right path or plan. So one of my favorite things that I had done 10 years ago that you do, and part of the initial reason, in fact, this was my Christmas present. My grandmother was going to buy me a couple really beautiful outfits, and I said, I really want the food allergy screening with Dr. Marie. So that's what I want for Christmas, Nana, only because I don't have insurance. But what's great about it is that many insurances are recognizing the value of the food allergy screening, that we really truly are what we eat. I mean, 85%, if not more, of your body is the food you put into it, or things that disguise themselves as food, like Doritos or beer. So when we're going to get into HCG, but I think what's even more important is beginning with the food allergy. My friends that have done the food allergy in combination with HCG have had unbelievable results. So can we talk about the food allergy sensitivity screening first?
Of course. You said it very well by equating it to a blueprint. You're looking at a process. This is not an end result. This is your entire life and how these different modifications fit into it and how it will change how you look, how you feel, even how you think. Food allergies are important in that even if you think something is a wonderful, healthy food for you, let's say almonds, which I know was Michelle's, the almond oil face stuff, the almond oil conditioner, the almond oil shampoo, and what do you show up with a really high IgG, IgE, and IgA to almonds. Food sensitivities are important. Let's not confuse them with food allergies. We're not talking about anaphylactic reactions to foods. You're not going to drop dead on the floor from eating something you're sensitive to. You're not going to need an EpiPen, but you will need to avoid it. Allergies generally cause the release of histamine. Histamine causes inflammation. Histamine also affects neurotransmitters and tends to lead people to more compulsive behaviors. By minimizing the amount of food sensitivities and allergic reactions your body has, you can feel better, think better, digest your food better, absorb it better.
Yeah, and then that's one of the most important things too, is again, we're kind of conditioned to treat a symptom, and a food sensitivity may take 72 hours to a week to show up. So we think something's wrong over here, and that's when we're going to kind of lead into the combining the food sensitivity with the HCG, because I believe the majority of my listeners are pretty aware people. We think we're making smart, healthy decisions for ourselves, and that's where the confusion comes in, where they think, well, I'm not drinking milk, I'm eating soy. Okay, but if your body doesn't like soy, it's just as toxic. And you can be eating very healthy foods that your body has a reaction to. So like you were saying about, now I've always eaten almonds, and again, I did the food sensitivity like 10 years ago, and I pretty much stuck to it. I could tell what I could eat and what I couldn't, but I'll have to tell you, ignorance is bliss. So when you don't know what you can eat, you think you can, until you eliminate it, because part of this process would be identifying the food allergies or sensitivities and then removing them for 6 weeks. It's when you start reincorporating them that you go, holy crap. So I'm pretty aware of what I put on my body, on my skin, in my hair, in addition to, most of the time, minus chocolate, what goes in my mouth. But like you said, I was having this reaction around like the base of my hairline. And it was like, my girlfriend looked at it, she's like, it's kind of like shingles, but it's not. But it was like this red, itchy, dry patch. I'm like, I can't figure out what the heck this is. Sure enough, Dr. Marie gets my results back from my food screening. She's, the thing I am the most allergic to is almonds. Now, I never would have guessed. Almonds, I always thought, were a healthy, great snack for me. Almonds, cashews. Sure enough, I'm using sweet almond oil shampoo. Minute I stop, everything goes away. So again, you might be out at your dermatologist treating something. They can't figure it out. They're giving you something topical. They're giving you an antibiotic, which is just contributing to the problem without really knowing. The other favorite thing that you did, Doc, is people think, oh, if I'm allergic or have these sensitivities, I can't have that food. What you, because of your extreme background in science, you know, the East and the West, when you looked at some of the areas in which I was having a sensitivity, you knew that they were also directly related to a part of my body. So you're saying, it's alarming that these things are high. Let's just double check your thyroid because, you know, people my age, 25, 26, you know, sometimes you need to start checking these things because it's common. So it made me feel good that I was being proactive. And by doing the food allergy screening, it's not Dr. Marie's opinion of this is her diet. It's literally a blueprint of this is what your body's saying. It's not someone trying to sell you a plan that they want to sell you that they think works. It's exactly who you are and what you need to, you know, achieve your goals or change your, you know, state of health.
One size does not fit all when it comes to diets. So many people want to subscribe to some dogmatic diet plan. I had a patient asking me about the anti-inflammatory diet. I said, yes, it's good. Avoid sugar. Avoid refined carbohydrates. Do you need to really avoid tomatoes? I don't know. There are a lot of good benefits to eating tomatoes with the lycopene and the antioxidant level in them. People who follow strict vegan diets often have very poor health because they're not getting enough vegetables. They're living off of wheat gluten. People who avoid meat altogether will have problems too. Any diet that is so dogmatic that you have to avoid an entire group of food for a long period of time tends not to be healthy. Moderation really is where we should be going with how we live our life.
And we're going to move into HCG because, again, it's a by taking the food allergy, marrying it with the HCG, and then looking at the results afterwards, ultimately leads you right back, by resetting your metabolism, leads you right back to moderation. You know, yes, you're going to do this for a period of time and this for a period of time as you reset and restabilize, but ultimately it's like being smart and making healthy decisions. And I find that once I move away from some of those things, like I hadn't had sugar in 4 months, the minute I did have some, I felt like I could feel the poison in my body. It doesn't really matter who you are. So we're going to take a quick break. If you have a question or comment for our guest, we're visiting with Dr. Marie of Phoenix Wellness, my new favorite place to be. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Very rarely does our news media spotlight some of the good things that are happening in our world. For more of these good stories and the people that are creating them, tune in to Bread for the Journey with Mariana Cacciatore. Whether these good acts stem from personal tragedy or just a desire to help out and make this a better world in which to live, you'll find inspiration in every week's program. Connect with those that are doing something great for a change. Listen for Bread for the Journey, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you ever stop and wonder if there's more to life than what you are experiencing? Do you feel like you deserve to live that life? Of course you should. Tune in to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. Through Regina's life experiences and her guest experts, you can put yourself on the path to holistic self-discovery and the life that you were born to lead. Shining Bright with Regina Sisko is broadcast live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Knew you'd be a vision in white. How to get your pants so tight. Don't know what you're doing, but you must be living right.
Traffic's
We're not quite on the freeway of love, but this is the road to fabulous if you'd like to get on it with us, like many, many of my friends have done. Jill Schildhaus, as well as Alicia Bravo, if she's listening, Stacey Stein, who will be calling in. But I don't know a single person that hasn't been through either both the food allergy screening and or the HCG that hasn't walked away with actually even results more than they could have even imagined. I'm hoping that Stacey does call us shortly. Let's talk about HCG. It's not something that the media just got a hold of that showed up 3 years ago. There's actually a doctor, my favorite of the HCG program, Dr. Simeon, that had really discovered the program. And wasn't it Kevin Trudeau's book, The Miracle Cure, that kind of brought it to light when the media started catching on. Now, keep in mind, the weight loss industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they really have no interest in you actually losing weight, because then they'd go broke. So something like this is something that usually the media is going to pick out the negative from.
Very true. Kevin Trudeau.
Aside from me.
Kevin Trudeau did popularize the diet. He kind of put his own spin on it and managed to make it a very large marketing sales tool for himself by selling a lot of supplements and creating extra phases to the diet. I don't know if I really trust someone who's spent time in federal prison to give me a diet plan. I don't think he was totally unbiased.
Then he switched from miracle cures to lost money?
Yes.
So, right, yeah.
Dr. Simeon, back in the 50s, did create this diet plan, and he based it on observational methods. He noticed when he was traveling in developing nations that the mothers, no matter how thin they were having these healthy fat babies. So he started thinking about what hormone is being released in pregnancy that is allowing them to have enough calories when they're being malnourished to create a healthy child. And the hormone that is released in pregnancy is HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. And he decided and started experimenting, giving low doses of this hormone to patients as they were on a very low-calorie diet. This is where the diet comes from. HCG itself is similar in structure to other hormones in your body, a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which definitely regulates metabolism, and then luteinizing hormone, which creates sex hormones in your body.
I was missing those.
It makes a huge difference with your energy level if you don't have your sex hormones, which are your steroid hormones. They're all kind of the same building block. They're not that dissimilar from epinephrine and norepinephrine, which give you energy.
So there's typically two phases that people could go through on HCG depending on the amount of weight they need to lose. So if it's that pesky 10, 20, maybe 30 pounds, they may be able to do it. More likely, what sucks is that men lose weight much faster on this program than women. I mean, just blow it out of the water. But for that 10, 20 pounds, often it can be accomplished in as little as 3 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, the program itself is longer, but the actual time that you're on HCG. And then, of course, there's the six-week program for sometimes when you, and here's another thing that can suck. The more weight you have to lose, the faster you will lose it. If you've got that pesky 10, you'll be on the six-week program like me, fighting every ounce.
HCG does work best when people are actually clinically obese. HCG does have other benefits. If someone has a thyroid condition, HCG can reset TSH. If someone has like a polycystic ovarian syndrome, again, HCG can help reset that because, again, it's similar in structure to the two governing hormones for those organs.
Now, I think it's important that someone, again, it's being regulated now and all the fake versions and stuff are being gone or the drops or whatever. I mean, the only credible HCG you can get is through an actual physician. So you're getting pharmaceutical quality. And typically, it's got to be the shots, not the drops, correct?
Right. It has to be the shots. The drops, it's such a large molecule. It's not going to go through mucosa to get into the body. If you look at Simeon's original program, he was doing these shots, intramuscular. Not sub-Q. There are a lot of diet clinics out there that have people go into the stomach in the same way people would inject insulin. It's not as effective. These people experience more hunger and they have slower weight loss. Some of the diet centers as well are having their HCG compounded for them rather than buying a brand name manufactured HCG. And people on those programs tend to lose weight slower as well. You want to, if you're going to see a doctor about HCG, ask to see the box or the bottle. Be the pain in the butt patient and really know what you're going to be injecting into yourself. You wouldn't just randomly take a syringe from someone you didn't know without seeing what went into it. So hopefully you wouldn't do that from a doctor.
We were talking about this earlier in the show, too, that, you know, literally 85%, if not more, of what you are and what you're experiencing is by what you eat. I mean, what we're actually putting into our bodies. People like to refer to ourselves as cars and food as fuel. No, food actually becomes your body. You put gas in your car, it doesn't become a tire. You know, it's completely different. So not the best analogy for that. What is great about seeking, you know, going directly to like Dr. Marie is that you're able to look at everything else that also, not just the weight loss, but other conditions that may be happening. So I know, like with Stacy or one of my other friends, they had, you know, maybe something going on with their cholesterol, or you're aware of if they're on taking anything pharmaceutically or if they're taking any naturopathic supplements, how that aligns with what you're doing. So, you know, myself personally, I had done the food sensitivity like 10 years ago. I believe our body changes over every 7 years anyway, and I really just had a strong feeling that it was time to check this, that what I was eating, because I my cravings had changed. I mean, I used to eat really healthy, you know, fruits, vegetables, lean meat. Well, I didn't want meat anymore, and I was craving like a lot of carbs, but my stress level had been like out of control. My cortisol was like 200 and some. So it wouldn't really matter what I put in my mouth. It was all changing to fat anyway. So, you know, a lot of my friends on and off have given me flack about doing HCG, but here's what I love about it. One, for me, often more of my problem is under-eating than overeating. And not intentionally, just I don't know where the day goes, and the next thing it's 5 o'clock. And I had an egg at, you know, 7, if I remembered to do that. So that can be just as detrimental to your health. And for me, it makes it so seamless, is going, here's what I can do and I can't do. Because it can't be an extra added project to my entire life. Because there's a lot of really busy professionals out there. But by getting the underlying blueprint of myself and looking at the food allergy and sensitivity, combining it with the HCG, and I think the most important thing, people should look for Dr. Simeon's manuscript, is that many people are aware of what they're putting in their bodies, or again, they think they're making healthy choices because they're eating healthy fruits, vegetables, meats, or, you know, natural products, or grains, or nuts. But the role of what is on our body. So if we could talk to that when we get back, we'll take another quick break. But people don't understand, if you're using Victoria's Secret, like sugar plum cinnamon body lotion, you might as well just be injecting sugar right into your body. So you can't be eating flawlessly, but not being aware, consciously aware of the products you're putting on topically, including toothpaste.
Yes.
So if you have a question or comment for our guest for visiting with Dr. Maria of Phoenix Wellness, you can also find her on my Facebook or phxwellness.com, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
She spends a lot of cash.
Well, her vibes are rather reckless.
She's heading for a crash.
Or a flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. And she wonders without knowing, where did we begin?
Mary Mo!
She's a vegetarian.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 866-472-5788. Also, you should shoot me an email at michelle@michellekor.com, because I think we're going to be putting together a little contest with all my strategic partners, and hopefully we'll be hearing from Stacey. If not, we're going to talk about her anyway on my show, because one of the things what I love doing for businesses, getting their brand aligned, is what some of my other personal partners do for personal branding. And there's nothing better than, you know, feeling your absolute best. When you feel good, you look good, you do good. We're visiting with Dr. Marie Nekviadovich of Phoenix Wellness. She introduces the finest of integrative medicine when East meets West when you walk into her office. And today we're clarifying the myths and mechanisms of the HCG diet. One of my favorite things. And again, I'm not usually one for, okay, it took you 4 years to put on the weight, you should take it off in 3 weeks. But I absolutely love this plan. I have to say, I think I've done it like 3 times. And I like the awareness of it. And right before the break, Doc, we started talking about, it's not just what you're putting, you know, in your body, but on your body. And Dr. Simeon's manuscript really educates us about that. We kind of go back to more of the, I wouldn't say values, but, you know, our grandparents. I mean, I had been using baking soda for weeks. My dentist was thrilled, so, but baking soda instead of toothpaste, because we don't realize, like, sublingually, all the chemicals going into our mouth, you know, just from that. I mean, changing your soap, your shampoo.
Dr. Simeon really spoke to that in that, you should avoid the petroleum-based, the fat-based products that you put on your skin. That's very effective. I don't know if it's actually true that you are absorbing those calories, but you are affecting how you breathe. Your skin is your largest organ of respiration. And if you are putting on chemicals, toxic chemicals, all over your skin and putting fat all over your skin, it's almost the equivalent of putting that into your lungs.
Right, and I love what you said is that one of the things in the truth in labeling where it can say natural, many of the carriers for lotions are mineral oil. Well, sure, it's natural to the earth and environment. It's not natural to your body, but they're allowed to say natural. So again, you go in the store, you think you're making a smart decision, you pick something up, it's natural or organic. Well, just because the Vaseline hasn't been altered doesn't mean you should be coating it on the outside of your body either.
Very true. Simeon had a good minimalistic approach to beauty care and regimes in that sense. He advocated for minimal lotion, minimal makeup, so you were having minimal levels of exposure to heavy metals, toxic chemicals, phthalates, exogenous estrogens, which all will contribute to having an unhealthy an unhealthy body, an unhealthy system, and an unhealthy way of metabolizing the food and materials you're taking into your body.
And that's the ultimate goal of HCG, is it resets your metabolism. So let's talk about the phases. I was saying there was three. Jill likes to say there are four because she's counting. My favorite stage often is the binge stage. So can you walk us through the different phases, Dr. Marie, and what the diet includes?
Well, Michelle, we actually have a viewer that has one question.
Oh.
And the question is, where do you actually put the injection? There is so many places that people are talking about. In your personal opinion, where is the best area in the body?
I agree with Dr. Simeon in that it should go into a muscle. Depending on your body structure, usually the lower part of your thigh on the lateral aspect is the best way to get into a muscle on most people. There's very little fat in that area. It's close to the IT band. There's very few blood vessels, nerve structures that you could hit or bruise yourself. That's my preference. Some people can go into their deltoid in their upper arm. You never want to pinch the skin because that way you're going into fat. You want to press the skin down as much as possible and bury about a half-inch needle right into your muscle.
So the myth of the abdomen is totally a myth.
Yeah, I don't really know where that came from, except perhaps it's ease of injection, and it's also where a lot of people inject their insulin. HCG does tend to lower insulin when you use it, which is why it makes you burn your fat, not your carbohydrates that are stored. When I have people come and do the diet after they've done it, injecting into the abdomen, they're amazed at how much more they lose when they go into a muscle and how little hunger they actually have.
Yeah, see, that's never been my problem, not the hunger part, but I also have I forget to eat sometimes. So for me, it keeps me actually being smarter about eating, where I'm on like a schedule where I'll have, you know, an apple at this time, a great lunch, a healthy dinner, a snack. So I'm eating better on the program than I am off. In fact, I usually hate going off the face. Like, oh no, I have to think on my own. And you were asking about location. Shoot, something came to mind. I forgot what I was saying. So let's talk about the different phases. Four phases then?
Four phases, three phases. Mm-hmm. You start out by doing 2 days of eating a very high-fat diet while you're doing the injections.
We can help you with that.
The high-fat diet, most people have a hard time. They think about eating bad, and they think about eating carbs. You really want 60% of your diet to be fat for 2 days.
I did an excellent job. I gained 6 pounds in 3 days, and if I looked at chocolate, I was ready to puke. So I thought, this is excellent, because I wanted to remember that feeling 3 months later when I was craving it, going, yeah, I remember when I was so nauseous. I think you had to write me a script. I was like, done.
Yeah.
And a lot of your Facebook friends, I remember seeing Michelle's like, where is the best place I could get really fatty, really juicy?
You know what's really fun, though, or weird, is looking through the store. So you're looking at potato chips, ice cream, and you're trying to find what has more fat. You're going, no, that doesn't have enough. It's really not worth it.
It's kind of hard. I think doing avocados and macadamia nuts is the easiest way to get the fat into you.
I've got no problem with either one of those. Yeah.
And I have had patients that have just done shots of olive oil because they can't bear to figure out how to eat fat, so they're drinking it. It does not sound pleasant. So 2 days, the binging does two things. First of all, it loads your fat stores, and our bodies are kind of designed as an, you know, last in, last out. The second thing it does is what you spoke to, Michelle, of you are binging on this food you think you love, and it's making you sick.
Yes.
You're almost saying goodbye to it because you know for the next 3 weeks or 6 weeks you're not going to eat it.
And, you know, we keep mentioning the shots. By the way, it's far worse getting bit by a mosquito than these, like, little silly shots. Like, you can't even feel them. Mm-hmm.
The needles are tiny. It's a small amount going into you. It's really, if you have a hard time doing that, I can't even see how you do something like waxing your legs.
Which is true, because I faint with the needles, and when, you know, I'm a veteran, and so I always have to go get testing. And I'm like, oh, my God, but I'm an HCG user as well, and it's really, you really don't feel it.
So is the downloading binge phase 48 hours, 72 hours?
I do 2 days.
2 days. That might have been my mistake last time. It might have been a 3 day because it was like over the New Year's.
right. Some people do 3 days. Long term, it's not going to affect you that much. Mm-hmm. One of the best things about HCG is it retrains you to eat real food and have a better relationship with food. It's not some diet food in a box that you just microwave and try and choke down because it tastes terrible.
And it did really do that for me, Doc, because I was in this phase where nothing looked good until you told me I couldn't have it, and then I wanted it. So, you know, being on the limited diet, plus I was matching it with my food allergy, going, okay, right now I'm reacting to these things. It made my approved HCG diet even more limited, but it made me really craving healthy food. Mm-hmm. I was wanting getting off the diet. I was missing Brussels sprouts, you know, not chocolate or not, you know, chips or anything like that. So
it does seem to reset the taste buds that you are no longer craving sugar. The diet itself is 2 servings of lean protein a day, 2 servings of fruit a day, 1 cracker or breadstick, 1 or 2 crackers or breadsticks, and then very low glycemic index vegetables. The one way I differ from Simeon is he only allowed 1 vegetable at a time. I think the benefit of learning to eat a salad and some steamed or grilled vegetables along with your meal outweighs any extra weight loss you could do. I think the diet would be extremely difficult if you were having a chicken breast and a few slices of onions. That just sounds a little horrific to do. And the other thing about HCG is you start weighing your food. Most people don't realize what a portion size is. 100 grams of meat is not a large amount of meat. It's about the size of an iPhone with a thick case on it.
And you get really excited about those extra grams. Like, oh, wait, I can have 4. I measure it. Oh, I can have 4 more grams.
Right.
What I also really liked is...
And that's before it's cooked.
Right. That's true. Michelle was on it when I wasn't, and then I've been on it when Michelle hasn't. And I've really noticed that the flavors of the food that you are able to use, it's like, oh, my gosh, your taste buds just burst because of the selection of the foods.
And you're allowed to use sea salt.
Yes. Yeah.
Sea salt became my new friend. That and cayenne pepper.
Sea salt is a great substance. People who experience constipation on HCG, I recommend that they just put a tablespoon of good sea salt, Celtic salt, in a glass of water. It's a great osmotic laxative in that it pulls the water into your intestines. You know, you're not going to have any rebound constipation. It's not going to be habit forming, and it allows you to have a normal bowel movement.
Well, that's good to know, or someone you don't like. That's good to know also.
That's good. Well, I love the apple vinegar because it just makes it a lot easier to be able to have a selection.
I find most people notice how good food tastes because they're eating little of it, so they're savoring it and enjoying it, and they're also eating the food in pretty much its natural state. They're not having it fried where they're noticing the fat. They're not having it covered in a sauce where they're noticing the sauce. Strawberries are extremely sweet if you actually chew them. Meat can be really a satisfying if you chew it and eat it and just have it plain.
The question that most people ask is, what is stevia?
Stevia is a plant, an herbal sweetener. Stevia has some cool qualities to it in that it does reduce, lowers your blood sugar level, and it seems to reduce your cravings for carbohydrates. People who have like a stevia sweetened tea, often when they're craving something, their craving will go away. Stevia doesn't seem to have any negative side effects. The taste can be a little different if you're used to sugar. Some people find it a little bit bitter. There are different stevias out there.
Sprouts has a great one, actually, and it's not bitter.
Yeah.
I bought one in Hawaii, and it was like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. And be careful. There is a stevia on the market that is actually mixed with dextrose, I believe. So you want to read the ingredients of everything that you're buying and putting into your body.
Trust nothing. Okay, so it's 48 hours approximately on the binge, and then depending on someone's weight loss goals or what's appropriate for them, 3 to 6 weeks on HCG, because you treat it like you cycle it.
Yes. It's important to cycle it and not stay on it indefinitely. So during the time when you're injecting yourself, this is when you're having the 2 servings, the 200-gram servings of lean protein, the low glycemic vegetables.
And very moderate exercise. And maybe
yes.
just a 20-minute walk or something.
Yeah, this is not the time to start training for a marathon, although I did have someone really upping her walking as she was doing it because she was walking a half marathon. Her weight loss was fine. If you are exercising heavily and you do HCG, you can pretty much keep to what you're doing. Just be prepared that you might have increased fatigue.
Yeah, and actually what it did for me is it actually helped me sleep because it did kind of knock me out. I was done after my usual 16-hour day. I was like, oh, I'm sleeping now. And then, you know, again, people get hung up on the whole 500-calorie things, but you move very quickly from that to 1,500, 2,000 calories. So phase three would be then what? Because really this whole process could be 6 or 9 weeks because you're going through 2 days of the binge, then the actual diet, then you begin. There's two phases of maintenance.
The first phase of maintenance is you eat 500 calories, do your shot in one day, and then for the next 2 days, because the half-life of HCG is approximately 3 days, you don't do the shots and you still eat the 500-calorie diet for 2 days. So to sort of clarify here, you have 2 days of binging. You have about your 6 weeks of following the very regimented HCG meal plan, and then you have 2 days, no injections, and following the 500-calorie diet. After that, you start upping your calories to about 1,500, depending on your size, or all the way up to 2,200 or 2,500. You're still eating the same foods, you're still limiting your carbohydrates, but you're reintroducing healthy fats, avocados, olives, nuts.
I was so excited to see an avocado again.
And you're increasing your protein as well. So the maintenance diet of HCG is actually what we should be eating anyway. Lean protein, high vegetable, minimal carbohydrates, no refined carbohydrates.
And then phase four.
Phase four would be how you live the rest of your life. You can start reincorporating carbohydrates sparingly. You want to watch how your weight responds to it. You want to watch how your body responds to it. But this is when you start eating like a normal person. And normal is, take that with a grain of sea salt, too. Most people never go back to eating the way they ate before HCG because you've just changed your taste buds. And all of a sudden you realized I'm eating like a healthy person who uses food to build my body, not a person who uses food to stuff down emotions or uses food as comfort. HCG is one of the best diet plans for retraining how you eat.
Because it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle decision you're making.
Right.
So we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Marie. If you have a question for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Stacy, are you out there or are you big leaguing us today? We're going to talk about you anyway because we have your theme song when we come back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Are you happy with the management and leadership style of your organization? Do you think it could use some improvement? No matter the level of leadership at your organization, you'll be sure to learn something new when you tune in to ADESIS Methodology for Collaborative Management for Exceptional Results with Dr. Ishak ADESIS. Through a unique lecture and interview format, we'll bring you ideas, questions, and answers that will help you run any organization, whether for-profit or not. Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Business. If you want to understand more about your health, sexuality, and so much more, tune in to Hot and Healthy Sex Radio with host Jenny Friend. Jenny will look at sex and sexuality from a practical, scientific, and human perspective, explaining not just the how, but the why. We want to hear from you, too. Tune in to Hot and Healthy Sex Radio, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, that's noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's good for your health, your sex life, and your well-being.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
We were going to let her come out voluntarily, but since she didn't come in, we're going to out her anyway. So we're going to talk about my friend Stacy briefly, only because, again, what I do for people's businesses, many of my strategic partners do for your personal branding. And, you know, whether it's for career or personal, a dear friend of ours had just come out of a 22-year marriage and relationship, and she'd really invested the majority of her life in living for her family, which is a wonderful, fabulous quality. But, you know, when Miranda and I got a hold of her, we're like, it's time for you. And I only help people when they actually listen to me. Otherwise, I charge them, which most people I charge anyway. But I was like, okay, if you're going to do this, Stacy, number one, you need to call Dr. Marie. Number two, you need to call Fawn. Number three, you need to call Alicia Bravo. And you're already working with her, Miranda. So, anyway, her life started changing and evolving. But the first thing I had her do was call Dr. Marie and do the food screening and then get on an HCD program. And I hadn't seen her. She moved town. All this incredible stuff still really started happening for her. And she moved to California, and I hadn't seen her 12 weeks, down 29 pounds. Might even be 30 this week, but she looks like a completely new person. It's not how you look. And again, sometimes people, you know, give me a hard time because obviously I'm not like blubbering with a bunch of extra fat. However, I'm, you know, vertically challenged. So an extra 10, 12, 17 pounds when you add 6 pounds from the binge is a lot of extra weight for me. And I kind of gain it everywhere. So I just feel like the Michelin man. But it's more about how I'm feeling and how my clothes fit. And, you know, I'm a public figure. So if I'm out speaking or have to be at an event, I'm conscious of how I'm feeling in my body and my skin. And that's what it's really about. And so this is, you know, health from the inside out, feeling good, looking good, and doing good. And I was so proud of her for starting with a basis of health, doing the food allergy. And she really attributes that to, yes, HCD was amazing. She did your 6-week program. But it's really been teaching her about what she's doing. And I think there's some things that apply to all of us. Technically, sugar's poison. Hello, that's end of story. So none of us are supposed to have sugar. And dairy, pretty much the same. If you get a 2-year-old cow its own mother's milk, you'd kill it. We're not drinking our mother's milk. So, yeah, I don't want to think about that. So,
are you hot and bothered yet?
I think by this point they're just bothered. But anyway, so Stacy, we just want to say congratulations. Welcome to the new you. She's 29, maybe now 30 pounds lighter. She feels good, she looks good, and she's doing really well. Thanks to Dr. Marie, Alicia, and Fawn Chang, and of course, Miranda, your support both behind the scenes and, of course, hair and makeup.
Well, when I saw her 2 years ago, she got a lipstick reading, and she was asking about her husband and his career, and I didn't see a husband in the picture, and I was confused. She said 20-plus years. So I'm like, oh, all righty, well, let's put him in the picture. I didn't see him in the picture. And when she returned recently, the first thing she shared with Michelle is, oh, my God, I didn't know how many food allergies I had. And she has always had extra weight that she couldn't lose in certain parts of her body. And she said it fell off because I know the diet, but more importantly, the food allergies that I'm staying away from.
I think it's important not to just emphasize the weight loss aspect of HCG. It's too easy to get hung up by a number on a scale.
Yeah.
Your health is really what you want to do, and resetting bad eating habits are the big keys of it. I often have people weigh themselves in kilograms because there's not so much of a charge if you weigh 45 kilograms. That doesn't really register in you.
And when you're doing a marathon and it's like 45 kilometers, you're like, holy crap, when is this going to end?
Yeah, we never did really get that metric thing down here,
no.
Did we?
When I did the Venice Marathon, it was all, I didn't know where I was because it was all kilometers instead of miles.
Which is good because you just kept running. You had
no
idea.
Call it that, yes.
The other thing I want to bring up about HCG is you do want a doctor who's going to test you for HCG tumor markers. If you have an HCG-sensitive tumor, doing this diet can actually activate it. Unfortunately, there's been a couple instances of where women's breast cancer has reoccurred because a physician was negligent and not testing them and not doing a thorough history. HCG initially, originally, and still is used as a fertility drug. And many women choose not to use HCG as a fertility drug if they have a family history of breast cancer because it can increase your risk for it.
Well, again, I believe so firmly that the basis of your health is the food allergy screening. And years ago when I done it the first time, many people were just simply going off their food screening, that's how they ranked there. And that was their key to weight loss. This just gives it a little extra boost. So it's not right for everybody. And that's, again, what I love about the work that you do, is that when people call me and they want to do a show or they want to do something with me, I don't know that that's necessarily appropriate for them. I have to say, let me look at where you're at and what you're doing, and let's see if this is right for you. I mean, of course, I'd love to have you on and visit, but if it's not appropriate for them, I'm not going to let them do it. And so you do that same interview process when you're working with people's, you know, bodies or their mental, emotional state, saying, where are you? Where do you need to go? Here's the tools that are appropriate. And I know one thing, Jill's always like, I can't believe my naturopath gave me, you know, a prescription. Like, yeah, you had a virus for 3 weeks. You actually needed a pharmaceutical drug to knock that out.
Yeah.
Because it's about balance and knowing what's appropriate when.
Yeah, effective, appropriate treatment is what I try to emphasize with patients. And sometimes people come in and they're big emotional eaters, and they really need to get that in check before they start doing something like HCG. I don't want to waste their time or their money or potentially cause a health issue because I think a diet plan might be good for them. We need to meet halfway. We need to figure out what you want to do, what's acceptable for you, and what you're capable of doing.
Conscious, motivated people. That sounds familiar. Those are the only ones I work with as well. So what would somebody need to know? So in order to get started, what is the first step, Doc? Can they call your office and make an appointment just for a consultation initially?
Yes, that's usually the best way to get started. And then think about what your goals really are and think about how realistic they are. Are you attributing you are going to be successful if you lose those last 15 pounds? Are you someone who wants a quick fix, or are you someone looking to make a lifestyle change? Sometimes HCG is not a good solution. Sometimes you're better off doing a food allergy panel and just modifying your diet. And then sometimes it's important to reevaluate, why do I want to lose 5 more pounds? You know, what is this really going to do for me? And maybe you're obsessing about that because it's the one thing in your life you feel like you can control. Unfortunately, women have too many societal pressures about appearance and weight. Some of them are self-induced, some of them...
Media.
But, you know, ultimately, it's your responsibility for your body. Are you going to be happier if you're in a size 4 jeans or size 2 jeans? Why don't you just put a different label in there? I bet your mind wouldn't see a difference, yeah, and you would feel better about it.
For me, it's my clothes. I don't like them touching. Like, yeah, I got into it. My grandma says just because it fits doesn't mean it looks good.
Yes.
But if I don't feel and my arms are tight or something, then I'm uncomfortable. I'm not saying, you know, I'm obese. I just don't like how I feel.
Well, being in media, Michelle, and especially with video, I love still photos because you could Photoshop and look fabulous. I say, you want a size 2, you're a size 2. With video and HD, it gives you that extra weight as well as everything up and close. And so with HCG also, you know, with your health and glowing and the whole part of it, and fairly quick, is what makes my job easier.
Well, and two, again, how you felt. I felt so great, and I was also being super conscious of drinking like a gallon of water a day, and I couldn't believe the differences in my skin, hair, and like you said, when we're detoxifying the body, whether it's from the food allergies, when it's eating a super clean diet and being hyper-conscious of what you're putting on your skin, I was feeling incredible. I mean, for the first 3 months of the year. I've slipped a little, but I'm back on the road to fabulous. So if anyone wants to join me, call Dr. Maria. I know, Miranda, you're on that road too. 602-279-7376. That's 602-279-7376. You can also visit Phoenix Wellness, phxwellness.com. That's phxwellness.com. Or you can find Dr. Marie through my page. And I think once I get a little more of a breather, we're going to put a contest together and have you guys write us as to why you need a makeover from our very own Dr. Allison Arnold, Dr. Marie, Fawn Chang, Alicia Bravo, and Miranda. So I want to thank all my guests for being here today. Thank you so much, Dr. Marie. I'm so happy to be on your program. Back on the road to fabulous, feeling good, looking good, and doing good. Thanks so much. Great seeing you, Jane. It's been way too long, and we barely scratched the surface of the Enneagram. So we're going to have to put something together for that as well. And Miranda, thank you as always for your support and being my videographer team, as well as capturing every moment in here, even when my hair is completely flat. And I'm not sure where we are in the breaks. I can't hear the feed.
Well, again, you don't have to take our word for it. If you go to Michelle Corr Facebook, Michelle Corr on Facebook, you will actually be able to see the results.
Hey, everybody, have an incredible weekend. We will see you, or more likely hear you, in 7.
Knuckles white and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve. But I know that I'm never alone. I think of you, and how you never let me go. I feel connected.
You've been listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.